Good morning. With us on the line now is Sue Wilson. She's the chair of Bremain in Spain, a forum for British migrants who have chosen to live in Spain, either full or part-time. She's also part of an anthology called Hashtag Living the Dream, Expat Life Stripped Bare, which features 10 women who share their personal and powerful stories of the emotional and practical realities of living away from home or their place of birth. Sue is one of the four women in the book based in Spain. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. So first of all, tell us a bit about Bremain in Spain. Can you, when and why you started it?
Well, it's been going since the day after the Brexit referendum. I wasn't actually one of the founders. I didn't find it until 3 weeks after the referendum. And I joined because somebody recommended it to me because I was suffering with all the effects of the shock and the upset of Brexit. So I joined the group initially just as a regular contributor, and then I became very active. And by the time it got to September, the founders asked me to take the group over because it had grown a lot bigger than they anticipated. So I've been chair now since September 2016.
And it is very, very popular, isn't it?
We've got 6,000 members in our Facebook group. We've also got a Facebook page, and we've got 22,000 followers on Twitter. So, and we work very closely with the British Embassy in Madrid, as do other groups in Spain. So initially we were an anti-Brexit group. Now we're campaigning to limit the damage and to keep everybody informed, and also to look after the rights of British citizens in Spain, but in Europe as well.
Yeah, fantastic. So tell us about this book then. How were you approached? How did you know about it?
Well, I was approached by Carrie Fraze, who has published the book and is also one of the contributors. And Carrie was actually one of the founders of Bremain in Spain. So that's how first got to know each other. So she approached me and asked if I would like to write a book, write a chapter for the book. And specifically, she asked me to write about Brexit. So obviously, it was a perfect fit because, you know, that was our connection in the first place.
Yeah, no, it's a great idea. And what? So who are the other contributors to the book? A kind of general idea.
Deborah Gray is also one of the Spanish contributors, and she was the other founder of Bremain in Spain. And the other people in the book, I don't know. You know, they were just a collection of people that Carrie obviously invited. I don't know whether she knew them all personally, but there's some really interesting stories, and each chapter is on a completely different topic. Yeah. So while mine is about Bremain and Brexit, you know, other chapters are about the drinking culture or, you know, about grief. So it's a really interesting story from some very different outlooks and from different parts of the world as well.
Yes. Yes. I mean, it's something we all have in common, isn't it? Living abroad, being an expat. But then obviously different countries will have its own issues and own perspectives.
Absolutely, yes. And, you know, in some cases in the book, you know, there's people who've lived in several different countries. So that's interesting when you get the comparison between, you know, what it feels like to be, you know, an expat, excuse that awful word, living in Israel or New Zealand or Spain.
So how long have you lived in Spain for?
I've been here 14 years now. So I lose my vote next year.
Oh, yes. Yes. And you love living here, obviously.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I can't imagine ever considering going back to the UK, especially now.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And how do you think the UK has done with Brexit? I mean, we've already seen the effects of Brexit, I think, for various things going wrong, to be honest, and not working as well. How have you guys seen it?
Well, obviously, you know, I've been living and breathing Brexit for the last 5 years. obviously the hope was that it would never happen, but now that it has, you know, we have to do all we can to, you know, draw people's attention to what they need to do to make themselves safe and secure here, and to mitigate the damage. But of course, it does mean that people won't be in a position, you know, some people won't be in a position to do what I did 14 years ago. You know, if I wanted to move to Spain now, I'm a British pensioner, so my only income is a British state pension, I would not qualify as a third country national. So it's those opportunities or those dreams that have been stolen. You know, whether it's young people who can't travel and work or live in another country, or people like myself who, you know, wanted to retire to Spain.
Yeah.
You know, those opportunities have been taken off the table.
It's a real shame, to say the least, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
But hopefully it's not a long-term shame. You know, hopefully there is a road back.
Yeah.
So it's not just around the corner, unfortunately.
Yeah. So do you have most people contributing on your Facebook page? Is that the best way for people to kind of get involved with Bromain in Spain?
Well, it depends on, you know, your flavour of social media, really. You know, if you're a Facebook person, then obviously the group is a good place, because it's full of like-minded people. We do vet people very carefully. So the group is a forum where people can talk about things that concern them without the fear of, you know, being trolled or, you know, of getting criticism from people on the other side of the Brexit coin, as it were.
Yes.
But obviously, if you're on Twitter, you know, there's the Twitter conversation as well, which is obviously much more public. So the group is private, you know, say with 6,000 members, but on Twitter, you know, it's open to all.
Yes. Yes, it's interesting, isn't it? For many years, that the big topic of conversation that people either really wanted to do or wanted to avoid was Brexit. And in the last year, sort of coronavirus has taken over a bit, hasn't it? In terms of people, the main topic of conversation, it was all Brexit for a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, and of course, you know, you add the two together and, you know, it makes life for people who have moved to Spain far more difficult. You know, they're separated from their families, you know, travel is next to impossible. And obviously, you know, we're all worried about keeping ourselves safe as well.
Yeah, it's a shame that people can't have not everybody, but a lot of the time people aren't able to have a conversation about Brexit without having an argument. If you're, you know, if you are speaking to someone who has the opposite view to you, it can get quite heated quite quickly, can't it?
Yes, I'm afraid that's still the case, even 5 years on.
Yeah.
For the extremists, you know, on either side, there's no room for manoeuvre at all. But I think we do have to listen to, you know, what people on the other side of the argument are saying, you know, perhaps leaving aside the extremists, because, you know, people were misled. And it's only now that it's actually happening, and now that people are having to, you know, formalise all their paperwork for those that hadn't done so already, that, you know, some of the realities are becoming more obvious. So for those people who were saying, you know, I mean, there were people in Spain who voted for Brexit despite living in another country. And, you know, they've been telling us for a very long time that nothing was going to change. And of course, a lot has changed and people are coming to that realisation now.
Definitely. Well, if people want more information, Bromain in Spain, they can find you on Facebook and on Twitter. And the book is called Hashtag Living the Dream, Expat Life Stripped Bare. And we'll put that on our website as well, so listeners can get it from there. Sue Wilson, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking.